You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Shine Lord Radio Show right here on your favorite listening station. It's We Talk Radio Network. We are super excited for this incredible and amazing Sunday. It is a bright and shiny 10 a.m. right here in Dallas-Fort Worth where I'm located now, and it is just, it's a beautiful day. I'm really excited. Of course, T. Smiley's hanging out with me this morning. We're just going to have a great day today. We're going to have, of course, the incredible Pastor Jeremy Glenn is giving an amazing message today. We're going to hear an amazing word from him this morning. Of course, Pastor Jeremy Glenn is the pastor of Soil Church, S-O-I-L, and you definitely want to check him out. He goes Facebook Live, and, of course, he'll be heard here right here at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. So really excited about it. And you can join in and follow us every single day in every single way by going to our website, and that is www.wetalkradio.com. Wetalkradio.com. We're super excited that that you have joined us today. And don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Again, I'm Kia D, and T. Smiley will be joining me in just a few minutes. We'll get him mic'd up and ready to go. Right now, we're going to have some incredible music. Y'all be ready to rock out. And then right after that, we're going to go straight into the incredible message by Pastor Jeremy Glenn. Super excited to have him on, featured on the show today. Known him for many, many, many years. He came in the time of a true crunch. He has come through for me several times in the business arena. And so now I'm having the pleasure of working with him and on We Talk Radio. He's, of course, when I heard that he, all of the incredible things that he does, I was like, yes, I want to be connected with you. Let's be connected in some way. And this is one of the major ways. So you'll definitely be hearing more from Pastor Jeremy Glenn as time goes on. So today it's his first feature right here on the show. So y'all put those hands and toes, those phalanges together and help me welcome Pastor Glenn. But before that, we're going to have some music.
Please welcome to the stage Ted and Sherry. I wrote this song for Ted and Sherry. I don't know if y'all knew that.
Yeah, I've come just so you know that
history
is saying victory
is with me.
Oh, let's get back about it. Don't worry what the doubters are saying. Yes, it's an uphill battle, but yes, who else is playing? The next time y'all in action, and the ghost is in the room. Watch it work through.
Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, We Talk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.wetalkradio.com.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord's my light, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord's my light, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You, yes. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say. I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my life. Everybody sing. The Lord. Whom shall I fear? You say it. voice.
Hey. I will wait.
Next part goes like this. Listen, I want you to go home singing this.
I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Come on, you say it.
I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Good day to you. First, I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast. And my name is Pastor Jeremy J. Glenn, and I want to thank you again for tuning into this broadcast. And I just want to be a vessel and share a wonderful word with you to anyone who may be listening to this message. For those of you that follow me on Facebook, I offer messages every Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And for those of you that have been following us, we have been in a series called the Power Series. And what we've done is we have changed that from being a series to now allowing that to become the theme for the year. And our theme for the year, for our message, the theme for the year is going to be the power within us. The power within us. And that comes out of the book of Ephesians, which is found in the New Testament. It comes out of the book of Ephesians, and it's actually Ephesians 3 and 20, which states, "Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or ask, according to the power that works within us." The power that works within us. It's no secret that this pandemic has changed our lives unlike never before. It's no secret that this pandemic has allowed a lot of people to feel a sense of loneliness. As a matter of fact, according to a recent study, COVID-19 has exacerbated an already growing problem called social isolation. Social isolation can be defined structurally as the absence of social interactions, contacts, and relationships with family, relationships with friends, relationships with neighbors, as well as even on an individual level when it comes to society at large. So the dangers of COVID-19 are not just the virus itself, but also the virus of social isolation. Here's an example for you. One of the worst forms of imprisonment in our prison system is solitary confinement. Solitary confinement, you're in this space, it's dark. You don't know your night from your day. You're in here, cut off, separated from anyone that you could speak to. You're just completely in a dark place. You're separated from society. Thus, this confirms the impact of something like social isolation because it is used as a form of punishment even within the prison system. So we're not really created to be isolated from each other. Thus, social isolation has had such a substantial impact on us due to the effects of COVID-19, which makes this really a detrimental effect of this pandemic. You know, the reason why for a lot of us here in the state of Texas and other places, we went into stay-at-home orders. We had restaurants and bars that shut down. But part of the problem with our pandemic was we are people that are so used to and so accustomed to being connected with other people because this is the way that we're made. And we're going to talk about that here in just a moment. We're so used to being connected to other people that the moment bars and restaurants were allowed to come in with about 25% capacity, people flocked to the bars and people flocked to the restaurants like nobody's business because someone was just so much looking forward to actually having some communication with someone and being back in what we call society. When beaches begin to open, places begin to open, such as Walt Disney World and other things, it's no secret that people flock to this because we're social beings. This is the way we're created. And part of the toughest problem for helping get a grip on COVID-19 is because we're so accustomed to being connected with people. Holiday gatherings have been isolated. You've had to Zoom call your family and friends on Christmas and Thanksgiving, and the CDC and the local officials have recommended not to have people outside of your normal home around you because there's a threat of contracting COVID-19. It's no secret that it's been rough. It's been tough because, ladies and gentlemen, this is just not who we are. And speaking of this not being who we are, I want to go biblical here because we shouldn't be surprised that this is not who we are, because God actually tells us this in the book of Genesis. Now, the way that I like to teach is I like to make sure that everybody understands the Bible is broken down into two halves. You've got what I use. If you're looking at me on video, oftentimes I hold up two hands and I'll say you have a left hand and you have a right hand. This is how the Bible is divided. Your left hand represents the Old Testament, which is Genesis through Malachi, and the right hand represents the New Testament, which is Matthew through Revelations. So for the message on today, what we're going to do is we're going to come out of the book of Genesis, and I want to just talk about what God has to say about why it's not a good thing for us to be in social isolation. So if you will, if you have your e-Bible, your regular Bible, please follow me in the book of Genesis. I'm just going to read one scripture right now, and it's found in Genesis, the second chapter, verse number 18. So if you go into Genesis 2 and 18, God lets us know something here about social isolation, and it reads, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. It is not good that man should be alone." I'm going to stop right there because there's more to that particular scripture, but just to let you know what God has to say about that message, God himself is saying it is not good for man to be alone. Now, I'm going to exegete this part of the scripture so that we can understand clearly why God is saying this. I want to exegete this part of the scripture because I want us to understand how God operates and how something like COVID-19 has impacted not just the health and well-being, but also the spiritual well-being of our lives as well, the social well-being of our lives. Now, God is a God of decency and in order, and God will not place you into an environment in which you cannot exist, in which you cannot thrive. So as we're talking about, since we're talking about the book of Genesis, I just want to talk to you about what we know as the story of creation, which starts in Genesis 1, and I'm going to walk you all the way through until we get to a very unique part of the story of creation here. And this is all going to build up to why God is saying it is not good for man to be alone. So if you go back into the very first sentence, the very first scripture, the very first thing that God is saying in the book, if you go into Genesis 1 and 1, it reads, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form." Going to stop right there. The earth was without form. I'm going to pivot just a little bit because I want to make a point as I read that the earth was without form. Sometimes we can look at the things that are in front of us and forget who God is himself. If God can take this world, which in the beginning had no form, had no substance, had nothing existing on the inside of it, and he made this into the world that it is today, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that we have to stop doing is underestimating the power of our God. If he can take this world that had no form and turn it into the world that we know it today, give us climate, give us warm, give us warm and cold temperatures, give us water as we walk through the scriptures here. God spoke, "Let there be light," light came. God separated the day and the night, and he hung the stars and the planets and gave us galaxies and all of these things here. God took something that was absolutely nothing, and he turned it into something. Thus, this is the world that we live in today. Never underestimate the power of God and him being able to take something that is nothing and turn it into something. We have a song and we have sayings that we say, he will make a way out of no way. And when you hear that and think about that, always go back to the story of creation and how God, the beautiful, artistic, loving God that we serve, created everything that we experience and see today in the natural form of this world. So I just wanted to kind of paint a picture, the story of creation. And as you read on into that, God said, let the earth bring forth grass and the herbs, and trees begin to sprout up, and grass begin to form its brushes. And you can read on and on, and everything about the book of Genesis, that what it did was it built everything. There was a river that was separated into multiple rivers. And so what God was doing is he was allowing the environment to be created before he did something special, before he did something unique. He was allowing the environment to be created before he brought forth something special. Now keep in mind, God said it's not good that man should be alone, so let's kind of talk about that. When God operates, ladies and gentlemen, he is going to create that environment for you to thrive. And he's going to create that environment for you to be successful. So before God created something special, he created the environment for success. He created the environment for you to thrive. He created the environment because, as I mentioned here, God is a God of decency and of order. Now, moving on into the book of Genesis here, I want us to look at something called the story of the creation of man. And as you read through 1 through 25, you hear how God created the heavens and the earth, and he created everything for the earth to be established. But then in verse number 26, something changes. What do I mean by that? In verses 1 through 25, all you read about in the text is what God did. God, the single being himself, what God did. Once you read into verse number 26, something changes, something happens. Because verse 26 said, then God said, let us make man in our image. I'm going to stop right there. There's more to that scripture. But then God said, let us make man in our image. Now, who is us? Who is us? Who is God talking to? Us? You just heard that God created the heavens and the earth, and God did this and God did that, and God brought everything into fruition. He created the vegetation and the mountains and the land, and now all of a sudden there's an us involved. Let us go deeper. Let's talk about why God said us. I want to explain just briefly here what we call the holy deity of God. The holy deity of God consists of what we call the Godhead, or as we may be more familiar with the term, called the Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity consists of our God, whom is Jehovah, having three different functions or persons as God, which God the Father, who sits on the heavenly throne, is one component or one person. God the Son, whom is flesh, and named Jesus, who is another component or the other person, and God the Holy Spirit, who was sent to be our helper, who is another component or another person, they make up the holy deity of God, the Godhead, and they have three different functions, or they're three different people. Now, I want to explain that because maybe someone has not heard God being explained to them that way before. Here's another way that I want to make this more practical so that we can understand and put this into the perspective to where we can understand what this means and where we're going with this message. If you take a professional sports team, for instance, you can take a team like the Los Angeles Lakers or the Dallas Cowboys or the Chicago Bulls. Let's just take the Los Angeles Lakers, for instance. The Los Angeles Lakers is the actual name of that organization. It's the name of that professional sports team that is a part of the National Basketball Association. The Lakers team is who they are. That's the brand. That's their team. But there are players that actually make up that team. For instance, LeBron James is a component of that team. Mark Gasol is a component of that team. And Anthony Davis is a component of that team. But when you look at the team as a whole, the brand is called the Los Angeles Lakers, but you have people that play on that team that make up the team, that have roles that they play. That is in comparison to the holy deity of God, the Godhead. The Godhead is who it is. So what I'm saying is you have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and they make up what we can call Team God. Team God is how we can look at that. So what I'm saying is that is a way that we can look at God. So when God is saying, let us make man in our image, God is talking to the Son, and he's also talking to the Holy Spirit, because this is what God thinks about us. God wanted to take the best of the best, people that he had a relationship with. He had a relationship with the Son. He had a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And when it came to making man, God wanted the best of the best for us to come into fruition. Why is that? Because we have a spirit. We have a soul. We have a destiny. Jeremiah 29:11 says that he knows the plans that he has for us. Plans to prosper us, not to harm us. Plans to give us a hope and a future. Also, he wanted us to rule the world, to rule over the beast, to rule over the fish, to rule over this world. So God wanted us to have the best of the best when he made us. He did not say when he created the animal, when he created the dog and the cat and the donkeys and so forth and so on, it didn't involve people that he had a relationship with. It involved just God making them. But when it came to us, and because he wanted us to be in the likeness of his image, he wanted us to have the best of the best. He wanted us to have his image, which is what God the Father gave us. He wanted us to have access to salvation. So the Son gave his life. He wanted us to have access to the power of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit gave us his Spirit. So what God did is God used teamwork when it came to making mankind. Thus, God is an advocate of teamwork. God is an advocate of teamwork. God is an advocate of working together and working with the power of relationships. So when you think of mankind, think of the power of relationships. When you think of mankind, think of God using relationships to make us into the beings that we are. When you think of mankind, think of what God thinks about you. He thinks so highly of you. He thinks so wonderfully of you that he called in his teammates to help make you the being that you are. This is the reason why it is not good for man to be alone, because God gave us his image. He gave us the Holy Trinity's features in all of us. So therefore, God is a God that believes in teamwork, and God wants us to also understand the value of teamwork and the value of relationships. Therefore, with that being said, because we're made into the image of God, we're made with teamwork in mind, we're made with the power of relationships in mind, thus it is not good that man should be alone. The power of relationships is what we're talking about today. Being alone is such a diabolical detriment, because it's not how we were made. We were made to communicate. We were made to be with other people. We were made to want to bond with other people and to build relationships, because anything that God gives you, he never meant for you to do it alone. He never meant for you to do it by yourself. He meant for you to be fruitful and to multiply. He meant for you to connect with other people. He meant for you to understand the power of relationships. Thus, this pandemic has been such a detriment to all of us, because social isolation, stay-at-home orders, not being able to communicate, not in person like we're accustomed to. But God has given us that power, and he's given us the blueprint to say, hey, even though there's been a pandemic right now, I want you to work with what you have. Work with your family Zoom meetings. Work with your family Zoom calls. Work with your group texting, and just making sure that you call that person that may be alone, that you check on that loved one that may not have as much communication, or if you see somebody that seems to be kind of standoffish and alone, check on them, call them, be involved with them, continue to build that relationship and to keep it going, because it is not good for man to be alone. The power of relationships lay the blueprint for teamwork. And before any successful teamwork can happen, there has to first be a relationship. In sports and other oriented and other team-oriented groups, what usually happens the first time the team comes together is they do what they call group bonding or team bonding. They'll do some things to get to know each other. They'll do some things to connect with each other, because before you can get into the trenches and go to battle with someone, before you can see yourself going to battle with this person, working with this person, doing great things and great work and working as a team, you want to get to know that person. You want to build the relationship. This is important, because to build a strong bond and to lay the foundation of teamwork, it starts with the power of relationships. We have a saying that says, teamwork makes the dream work. And God wants us all to understand the power of relationships will help us with the desires that we have, the goals and the dreams that we have. The power of relationships will help us to walk into the faith and the purpose and the plan that God has for us. So since we're designed to need relationships, again, I say social isolation is one of the worst things that can happen to a person. And here's something else I want to point out, and I want to thank all of you for your patience and your love for listening to this message, because here's where I want us to really understand the real diabolical plan and the trickery that's going on. The devil himself also knows we're not meant to be socially isolated. That's right, folks. The devil also knows this, and the devil has also taken heart in things like this, because his art, his creation, the way that he likes to do things is called divide and conquer. If he can get you off to yourself, then it's easier for someone to become conquered. This is why this is one of his most impactful and diabolical plans. This is the way that he uses to rob the minds and the peace and things that you want to do and places that you want to go. If he can get you disconnected from your tribe or disconnected from your group, disconnected from people that you're so accustomed to being around, he can then kind of bully you. He can then start trying to get into your mind, and you're so disconnected, and that is not the way that we're meant to be. And so he pounces on those things that don't work into our benefit or for our benefit. He pounces on those things that he knows can be a weakness to mankind. So we want to make sure that we do our part, and that we follow the plans of God, and to make sure that we build strong relationships, check on our loved ones, stay close to our people, whether we're using Zoom, whether we're using texting or whatever, while we're still in this pandemic, do what you can with what you have. Because God always gives his people a ram in the bush. God always makes it a way of escape. We can always do what we can do to stay in communication with people, and don't let anyone that you can see that may be kind of being standoffish or anything, don't let it happen. Do everything you can to try to gauge in that relationship. And after you've done all you can do, you just stand. You stand and you let God do what you can't do. Let God do what you can't control. Let God be in the midst of what you can't be in the midst of. Let God do it all, but let him know that you're putting forth your best effort. And that let God know that you believe in the power of relationships. Now, I want to thank you again for listening to this message here. And I want to make sure that we understand something. I want to make sure that as we begin to move into the new normal, as we begin to lift the ceilings of this pandemic and come out, I want us to understand, we should not get away from understanding the value and the power of relationships. Let us not go back to the way things used to be. People are saying oftentimes, oh, we're going to get back to normal. No, there's going to be a new normal. We're not going to see life like we once saw life. We're not going to come together with the same mindset. And what God needs for his people to do is to understand that we have momentum right now. We have momentum with understanding the power of relationships, and we need to keep this up. Let's don't get too busy going back to flying on family vacations, flying all over the nation, having meetings and going on about our life that we forget what this pandemic has taught us. Let's don't make sure that we get so focused on getting back to the way things used to be that we forget the value and the power of relationships. Let's make sure that we continue to check up on our loved ones. Let's keep positivity and love floating across social media. You never know who may be experiencing social isolation, and your smile, and again, I say your smile, your positive love, whatever you can do, the phone call, the text, or anything can help shine the light on the darkness of social isolation. And as I close, remember, we were created in the image of God, whom believes in the power of relationships. He has given us the power to maintain strong and effective relationships. And he's given us that power, which is the reason why the theme for our ministry this year is now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or ask according to the power that works within us. So since we know this, know that we have the power. We can maintain strong relationships. God needs for his people who are called by his name to be the leaders of relationships in our families, to be the leaders of relationships in our communities, and to be the leaders of relationships in our churches. And I want us to remember this, that we have power, and God wants us to use the power of relationships to help everybody that could be experiencing social isolation on today. Remember, unto him who's able to do, he'll do it through you exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can think or ask according to the power that works within us. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure that we operate with the power of relationships. God bless you. God keep you. I want to close with a quick prayer on today and just let somebody know that anytime, that you feel yourself feeling isolated, there is a God that loves you, and there are people that love you as well. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for another wonderful day, God. Someone received a word today. Someone received freedom today. Somebody received deliverance on today. Lord, I want to thank you for being used as a vessel to help this person to come out of the mindset of social isolation and to know that the power of relationships comes from you. You created us with teamwork in mind. You created us with the power of relationships in mind. Thus, you involve the Son, you involve the Holy Spirit, and you want us to know that teamwork makes the dream work, that we're loved and we can thrive with the power of relationships. So, Heavenly Father, to that person out there that may be struggling with social isolation, help them to know that life is abundant, that life is beautiful. And if we bond with relationships and reach out and touch someone, and if we just come together as a team and just open ourselves and maybe get rid of envy, get rid of jealousy, get rid of just being in such a a encapsulated mindset that we're only slaves to what our mind allows us to be slaves to. But we are free because you paid the price. And you said that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And there is freedom with the power of relationships. So I pray for that person on today that they know the power of relationships can change their life. The power of relationships can take them beyond places they could ever imagine. And I just pray on today that somebody understands that you love them, that you're creating new ideas through them, and that you can only do something, Lord, with the power of relationships that will help them do what you need for them to do in this day, in this time, for such a time as this. In the mighty, magnificent, beautiful, bountiful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Again, thank you for listening to this broadcast, and I want to leave you with something. I want to leave you with something. God gives us all a special fingerprint to leave on this earth so that we can leave an imprint that can never be left before. You have greatness on the inside of you, and God made you in his image. So use your fingerprint to leave an imprint that nobody can leave on the face of this earth but you. God bless you. God keep you. And we'll talk to you soon.
A 101. I know it's been been a long time since you've heard from me. But if you just give me a little time, if you just give me a little time, I promise I won't be long.
I just need
my one-on-one. I know I walked away, but I'm coming back to stay with you. I'm coming back to you. I'm coming back to you. I lift my hand to you.
That's right. This is Steve Smiley. As we always do, we want to end this out in prayer. So, Father God, we just thank you for waking us up this morning, God. We thank you for our life, health, and strength, God. We thank you for all the blessings, God, that you have given us so far, God. We thank you for the blessings that you have in store for us, God. God, we ask that you just, like the song said, give ourselves away, God. We ask that you just clear our minds of everything, God, that's not like you, God, and get our minds focused on you, God. And, God, we ask that you just receive us, God. Get in your loving arms, God. Keep us in your prayers, God. Keep us safe and covered in your arms, God. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you just bring us back tonight at 7 o'clock for the brand new day with Emily Blue and Deanna Lennox, God. We'll be careful to give your name the glory and all the praise that is due unto you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. We thank God for your presence today. We thank God that you hung out with us today. Thank God for Pastor Jeremy Glenn and Soil Church, all of the members, First Lady, everybody, a big shout out to you. Cannot wait to have you back on the show again. Thank you for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network. Do not forget to follow us on YouTube. We have a huge YouTube push going on right now, and we need you. We need you. We need you specifically to go right now to the YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, type in We Talk Radio Network. That's two words, We Talk Radio and Network. And then you're going to see our incredible page. We need you to like us, follow, like all of our posts. We need you to subscribe to that YouTube channel. We've got some amazing things there just for you, and we don't want you to miss a thing. So hit that notification bell so you can always be updated when we post new things. And then, you know what God says, we're supposed to share things. So go ahead and share our page and share our posts too. Do exactly what we're supposed to do. That's right. Be good and kind to each other. Be good and kind to We Talk Radio by subscribing, sharing, liking, all that stuff. We appreciate the love. We really do. Don't forget to check us out next Sunday. We're going to have an extraordinary licensed professional counselor, Lisa Bowden, joining us, as well as another message from Pastor Jeremy Glenn tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on the Kia The Unplugged Show. We've got an amazing artist. He is literally just absolutely incredible. I cannot wait to feature him tomorrow night on the show. His name is Buccio, singer, songwriter, producer, and it is going down. You do not want to miss this show tomorrow night at 8 p.m. So join me back here. And then, of course, Keith Smiley has his incredible show on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and that is the Cave Radio Show. So y'all check us out for all of our shows, and you can do that by going to our website, www.wetalkradio.com. Again, we thank you so much for being a part of this incredible show, and we will see you next time right here on the Shine Lord Radio Show on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.